Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Monday morning to you. It is Monday, December the 2nd. We're looking at 44 degrees. We will hit a high of 51 today right here on Palmetto Mornings. It is your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. It's 44 degrees right now.
Did I say that? And did I give the time? I always
You did the time, right. And we know it's Monday.
Okay. All right.
So I think check our name, right?
Okay, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, time check, Patty. Gosh. Good morning, everybody. Glad to have you with us. And we are super excited to have in studio from the Fort Mill History Museum, Tamara Osborne. Good morning.
Good morning.
So there's lots to talk about, but what we're going to start with this morning is, of course, the historic homes tour.
Yes.
So when is it, and which homes in Fort Mill will we all have the opportunity to tour?
So this year's tour is our fifth annual tour. We have three historic sites on the tour this year, which is Flint Hill Baptist Church, the Flint Hill Schoolhouse, which is a two-room schoolhouse. We have the George Fish Memorial, which one exciting note about that is that the historic marker for the memorial will be installed this week on Steel mm-hmm. Street. We have five historic homes, the James Young House, the Wilson House, the Academy Street Mill House, the Bell Crane Inn, and then we have our upgrade house, which is the White Homestead.
I love the way that you're organizing this because you buy a ticket and you have really a day, a window of opportunity mm-hmm. that you can drop by at your convenience.
You do. For all of the homes, with the exception of the White Homestead, which is our upgraded house, which does have a tour every 30 minutes. So you do have to choose which tour you would like to attend for that. And Miss Ann Evans and Miss Avery Close will be giving those tours.
Oh, you're going to learn a lot. Mm-hmm. Those are two very informed young ladies, for sure.
And the benefit of touring these homes, whether you are a Fort Millian or whether you're from York County or mm-hmm. the surrounding areas, or whether you're new to the area, would be what?
So what I like to say is that we want you to come see what made Fort Mill such a special place mm-hmm. to the locals who grew up here, and then to those who have just moved here, come and see why it is that you moved here.
It really is special, and you've got sort of a mix between historic mm-hmm. and preserving the mm-hmm. past, and yet growing with the future.
Yes.
They don't have to be mutually exclusive. They can blend together so nicely.
They can, and that's the great thing about history. You can either just be interested in it, or, you know, these are the events and the people and the places that made Fort Mill what it is today. Mm-hmm. And those that have just moved to the area, y'all moved here because it is a special place. So here's why.
And plus, you've driven by these buildings and homes yes. before, and you've probably always thought, gosh, I would like to see what's inside, or mm-hmm. how they decorate, or what the style was in that era compared to what we build homes and buildings now in 2019. It's just so interesting to tour them and to have the expertise on hand that can tell you little factoids about various things mm-hmm. and fun stories. It just stays with you still to this day.
It does. And we have such a range. I mean, the Flint Hill Baptist Church is the oldest church in York County. It's older than the Revolutionary War.
Wow.
And then you have the Bell Crane Inn. It was built in the 1950s and moved to its current location. And
recently,
now, yeah,
too.
And now serves as an event venue. So
it used to be is that the Circle K?
Where the Circle K is now.
They moved Gosh. It mm-hmm. and created a venue.
Well, that's a good yes. example. I've lived here my whole life and heard of that, but never mm-hmm. been inside. So that's a great example to it. So this happens on Saturday, December the 14th.
Yes, from right. 10 to 4.
All right, so tickets are $50. But if you want to see the iconic White Homestead,
it's an additional $40.
$40. And that's mm-hmm. one that you have to have
upgrade
yeah.
for.
Yeah. So the other ones, you can come and go at your
own
leisure.
You can come and go as you want. Okay. It's a choose your own adventure type day.
We'd love that.
I love it.
So in addition to that, the Fort Mill History Museum also has a big event happening this week.
Well, no, the night before.
Sorry.
So the night before, we will have our soiree, which is going to be at the Claiborne House, and it's another fundraiser for the museum. And it's going to be open bar, heavy hors d'oeuvres, and a awesome silent auction.
Very nice. Now, what do you wear to something
It's
this?
business casual. Come after work. Okay. Yeah, just come and support the museum.
Yes, which is so vital and so important, like you said, for people that are just moving into our area to understand why it's unique, why it's special. You might recognize some names and understand, I mean, like your last name and my maiden name.
Yeah.
You know, there's a history there.
There is.
With the area.
Yeah, so we have, the tickets will be on sale at fmhm.org.
Okay, so that's for the soiree.
And for the homes
and
tour.
And for the historic homes tour.
All right, and again, this helps the Fort Mill History Museum.
It does.
Such a great organization, again, preserving our past, but also looking to an exciting future every day, which is really cool. So, all right.
And if you just want to donate to the Fort Mill History Museum, feel free.
Feel free to. We will gladly take it.
Tis the season for giving.
Yes.
Yes. And you can find a way to do that just on the website.
Yes, at fmhm.org.
Fantastic.
All right. Perfect. Tamara, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
All right.